Welcome to Caldwell University Conversations, coming to you from our beautiful campus in Caldwell, New Jersey. I'm Colette Liddy. Service is one of the pillars at Caldwell University, and several of our students, staff, and faculty put that pillar into action on a recent mission trip to an impoverished area in Belize. They helped with rebuilding, played with the children, and came away with new friends and insights into what is important in life. Here to fill us in are seniors Marissa Giuliano and Sean Puzo, and Director of Advisement Henrietta Jemphy, who was one of the chaperones on the trip. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Marissa, tell me, this was your first time. What was the best part of the experience for you?
I really can say actually was the experience as a whole. I think that the definition of life-changing was Belize. If any student has the opportunity to go, they should, because you go there and you come back with a whole different outlook on life and to realize not to take anything you have for granted, because although there was some bad things that you saw, it was just so beautiful. And I think out of everything, having those memories is the best of it all.
Sean, your third time, why do you keep going back?
Because it's unbelievable.
Oh, geez, my God.
And what makes it unbelievable?
There's a great beauty in the simplicity of how the people of Belize live. And it's a great reminder that we don't need all the things in our materialistic first world society. And that really all you need is family, friends, and good cooking.
From a practical standpoint, what did you do there?
This year, we were working in the village of Conejo, which is Mayan Quechi for rabbit, and we were repairing the school's walls. They were rather dirty, and we repainted them. So that was our project for the week. And then on the last day, we were working back in the main town that we were staying in, and we were repainting some chairs.
And I understand that they don't really have tools. They make use of what they have. Can you explain that a little bit?
So they have tools, the older tools, but they don't have power tools or some of the comforts that we would be able to use.
Henrietta, it was your first time on the trip.
Yes.
Why is it important for college students to have this type of experience, service?
Well, it was really interesting because I got to see the students in a different way than I usually do, which is, you know, as director of advisement, not always pleasant. But I got to see our students actually give back, and I got to see the connections that they made with the other people in the village, not just the students, but the faculty and the teachers who worked in the school. And it was nice to see basically them showing their hearts on this trip. They got to do things that they don't normally do, and they were really selfless in what they wanted to do. And if they could have, they probably would have stayed an extra few weeks and done everything for the whole town.
Yep.
10 times over.
Yeah. Forever's fine.
They were so happy to give, and they were selfless, and it was really special to watch.
Now, what was surprising to you about what they live without?
Can I answer that? Okay. There was this moment when I have a basic camera, so I was taking pictures of the kids, and when I would turn around the camera to show them the image that I took of them, they would be like, oh my God, is that me? And to me, you know, I grew up with a phone, parents always took pictures, etc., whatnot, and it never clicked to me that maybe these kids have never actually seen themselves. And in that moment, they really didn't. They were like, that's actually me right there, whoa. And they would like cover their eyes and be embarrassed that maybe like their hair was a little dirty or something. They were just like, oh my God, no, that's gross. And I'd be like, no, that you're beautiful. And I actually sometimes had to explain what a camera was to them because they got confused. They didn't know what it was. I would just pull it out in their face and just be like, smile, smile. And they'd be like, why am I smiling? Ah, what is that thing? So it was just the little essentials that were just given normally, and it just comes with our life here that they just don't have. There are things like mirrors, things like that, just to see themselves, and that was something that we acknowledge, but it's a different understanding once you see it face to face.
Modern technology.
Definitely. And it's not like we need it, because I can talk for all you guys and say I don't need to have my phone or I don't need the camera to actually live and survive, but it was just interesting to see a world that they actually hadn't seen themselves before because they're not used to mirrors and taking selfies on Snapchat, things like that. So
and talking about not needing it to survive, I understand you had dinner together each evening and you were not on technology.
No.
What was that like?
I mean, it's really nice. College students go out to dinner these days, and they have to play a game where they put their phones in the middle. They have to put their phones in the middle of the table, and the first one to touch
they
their
do
phone
well, okay.
to pay the dinner yeah. to get them off their phones. But you know, you didn't even need your phone. You were completely engrossed in the conversations that you were having. You know, I think that's one of my favorite parts that we always go down is the dinners that we have that we share them. And this year it was special that Miss Olive, the woman who was cooking for us, was able to spend a lot of those dinners with us, and we were able to talk about the community that we are in and talk about the experiences that we've had and the things that we found funny, the things that were difficult, and we got to enjoy that every single night.
And who are some of the friends that you've made? You've been back three times. Do
yeah.
you see some of the same people?
Yeah, so we see, always have seen Miss Olive, who is the woman who cares for us down there, and she's just the best cook ever. You think you're gonna starve for a few days and not eat a lot of food, and you come back about 10 pounds heavier.
Or 15.
Yeah. That's not true, I'm sure.
And then there's always Mr. Frankie and Mr. Wendell, who are the two foremans down there at St. Peter Claver Church, and they take care of all the repair projects that are down there. And then Father Vo, who is the pastor down there, he's been there the three times. And always nice to see our special friend Chauncey, who's the parish dog.
So. Oh, haven't heard about him or her before. Very good. The human family, what's the connection in the human family, the same that we all experience?
Well, during one of our days, we got to have lunch with a local family. And so a student and I, Zachary, went to see this family, and they had 9 children, which to me seems like a lot of children. And their oldest child had gone off to college, and they were so proud of him. And they gave me pictures of him to take home. So I have it on my bookshelf in my bedroom. And I feel like the pride you have in your children when you do well, it's the same everywhere. And he actually got a scholarship to go because he was a valedictorian of the area. And it was so nice to see how proud they were of their son and how much they wanted their other children to live up to that legacy. And I think as parents and as people, we always want the best for the generation that's coming up behind us. And even though it seems like they don't have a lot in the way of material things, you know, they're using their education to the best of their ability to give a better life for their whole family in general.
And that's the commonality
yeah.
that all humans experience, right?
Yeah, I mean, whether we're 10 miles away or 15,000 miles away, there's always that family connection and the sense of community mm-hmm. that they have. Mm-hmm.
Now, I've heard a story from some of the students about having to walk all the way down the hill to wash mm-hmm. in the river.
Mm-hmm.
And can you describe that?
Yeah, so that was the first year that I had gone. The woman in the village, Santa Cruz, Domitilla, really took care of us. And she was going down to wash the pots and pans and the clothes in the river. And she asked us if we would like to go. And a few of us went with her the first time, and then some more of us went the second time. And I was part of that second group. And as they came back, they said, "Oh, you're going to go down the big hill." You're thinking, "Oh, this can't be a big hill or not." But you can't even get down it in shoes. And Domitilla walks it barefoot or in flip-flops, and you walk down to the bottom of the hill, and there's this stone that's in the river that's now flat because how many times they washed it. And she was washing her pots and pans with the charcoal that had been from the cooking, and it got the pots and pans clean as ever. And you know, we had this funny conversation about how we use a washing machine at home, and Domitilla couldn't even comprehend what a washing machine was. You know, we said it's a magic box that you put your clothes in and they come out clean. But it was those things that we have to be reminded of, that not everyone in the world is living with the accommodations that we have, but we still can connect to them.
And it must have been interesting to try to explain what a washing machine is, right?
Yeah.
Last question. What would you say to other students who are considering going on this trip next year? We'll go right around. Marissa?
Okay, I basically would say I wouldn't even doubt it for a second. I think that you should take this opportunity, because to understand Caldwell and what we're about here, to go on something like this, it gives you that definition of our service and why we do everything we do. So to anyone who's even considering, wouldn't second guess it for a second. I would just say that you should go, because you don't know what you're getting into until you're there, until you meet the people, and then you don't want to leave and you don't want to come back, and you wish that it could just continue over and over and over again.
So. How about you, Sean?
So one of the things that I found out when I was doing research for the Belize Galley that I did is that, you know, students in college take advantage of service trips because it's really one of the only times that they can go away for a week without concern, without worry, and without having to worry about bills or anything. And Henrietta was lucky because the school sent her to go on break. But this is a very important formative time for us as students, and we really should take advantage of all these opportunities that we have and to become more global citizens. It's really important at this time that we're getting ready to go out to the world that we get these world experiences that we can then take back and learn and apply to whatever we're going to be doing.
Excellent point. And about your exhibit, you mentioned that. You have a photography exhibit.
Yes. Yep.
Explain that a little bit,
so it was going to be part of my honors project, and different things didn't work out, but I ended up doing the Visaglio Art Center, worked with Kendall Baker, the curator there, and he and I co-curated a gallery of images from the different years that we've gone over, and it was opened for Founders Day, or homecoming I should say, and now it's permanently installed in the walls of Aquinas Hall, which is really cool, and it's brightened up those hallways a lot.
People can come in and see those photos.
Yep. So it's exciting.
That's wonderful. And Henrietta, your advice to students and faculty or staff who are considering going?
Well, and to expand upon Sean's point about being global citizens, I think it's so easy to get caught up in Caldwell University life. You know, even myself, you know, I'm thinking about the next deadline that I have to meet and what I need to do. And going there, you learn a lot more about their community, but you also learn a lot about yourself. So for students, I think you find a deeper meaning in everything that you're doing. It's not just about getting to the next deadline. It's also about getting to the finish line of having to help everyone as a community and what we can do for each other and how you can help even people here in small ways and just showing kindness to everyone. And it's a really, really wonderful experience that I recommend anyone do.
And I applaud all three of you because you're really living out the Caldwell University mission, living it out and giving an example to others. So thank you. You've been wonderful guests.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Our guests have been students Marissa Giuliano and Sean Puzo and Director of Advisement Henrietta Jemphy. My thanks to our student assistants Carrie McGrath and Mohit Nepal. I'm Colette Liddy, please join us next time on Caldwell University Conversations.